when Simin Shin Ches, we're up to Siv Gimel, and that's what we'll be doing. So far we learned that a Muktzamach Masasar and Kis, any object that you would not use other than for Malacha because you're afraid it's going to get ruined, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos at all. Siv Gimel Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. Something that is not Chsar and Kis, but its general use is for Isser. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains it is that we're talking about something whose Iker use is for Isser. But let's say its Iker use is for Heter, even though the majority of its use ends up being for Isser, that doesn't Aser it. And that works in both directions. So for example, a pot. A pot is considered a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. Even though most of the time your pot is not sitting on the fire, nevertheless, the reason you buy a pot is to cook in it. True, you'll store food in it, you'll serve food from it. But bottom line, the reason you bought this pot is for the sake of cooking in it. Therefore, it's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. But it's not Muktza Machmas Chsar and Kis, because it's not that you would be makbid not to use it for anything other than Malacha. So what is its Halacha? Mutar L'Taltalo. Bein L'Tzara Gufo. You're allowed to move it L'Tzara Gufo or Makomo. So the Ramah already throws in the Nishtamish L'Isser Bein Hashmashas Kon Nershel Hudlik Ayin Li'el Simin Reish Ayin Tes. We learned the Yesod that something that was usur for use when Shabbos came in remains usur all of Shabbos. So this Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser could not have been in the process of being used in a way that it was really usur. For example, a lamp that was burning at the beginning of the Shabbos remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. So again, a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser is simply a keli whose normal use is for Isser. That's the Iker reason you bought it. But you wouldn't mind using it for, you do use it for Heter. Therefore, it's not a Kli Shemalachto, it's not the Muktzah Son case, but it's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. So you're allowed to ben Letzar Gufagon Kurnishel Zahovim, the special hammer that the goldsmiths have, O Napochim. Or the tinsmiths, Liftsoa Boa Gozin, you're going to go ahead and use that to crack nuts. Kordum Lachta Bodvela, a hatchet that you're going to use to cut dried figs. Bein Litzorech Makomo, or you need its place. Dainu Shetzorech Leishtamish Makom Shakli Munacham, you need the place that the keli is found in. All of that is Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. He says that the heter of tzorach gufo in a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser is only when you don't have a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser that can do the same. If you'd have a Kli Shemalachto Le'Heter that can do the same, you should not be using a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser. So that if you have a nutcracker, you're not allowed to use a hammer to crack nuts. Says the Mechaber now, after you pick up a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser l'tzorach gufo makomo, Umutr lo litl mishamol anicha beizamalkim. You're allowed to take it from there and put it somewhere else. Beizamalkim sheyirtze. Avol mechamol letzel. Dainu shein tzarach letavlo el upnei sheyorish sheyishavar yigonev sham aser. But you're not allowed to move it stam for no reason. You're allowed to put it down where you want it. So now this halacha, there's a Magen Avraham about that not everyone agrees with. The Magen Avraham wants to take from here that the Yisr Muktzah is only to initiate carrying something, but once you already have it, you're allowed to continue walking with it wherever you want to. So he says if by mistake you picked up Muktzah, the halacha is you don't have to put it down right away. Now, the Achronim want to say, first of all, that by Muktzah was Gufo, there is no such halacha, but even more so, the Gra says that the only time that you're allowed to continue carrying something is if when you picked it up, it was heter, such as in the case of a Kli Shemalachto Le'Heter, or a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser L'Tzara Gufo or Makomo, or something that you picked up before Shabbos. Whereas on Shabbos itself, if you pick something up, be'Isser, there is no heter whatsoever. Says the Ramah, Hagah, for the sake of the keli itself, it's also to move. You're not allowed to take a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isser and put it in a place where it's not going to get ruined. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that by way of a non-Jew, it's mutter. also, if you have in mind to use it too, but your ikar reason for moving it is for the sake of the object, that's still mutter. Says the Ramah, Haga kol muktzein asel betul tulo av benegiya bialma. You're allowed to touch muktzeh, you just can't move it. Sheinu menadnado, if you're not moving it, shari, that's mutter. Lachein mutter liga b'menorish beis haknesh shaner is dolkus olav o betanah shedolik boesh. Chein mutter likach dover heter. Hamunach al dvar muktzeh. You're allowed to take a dvar heter that's sitting on a muktzeh. If the top one is muktzeh and the bottom one isn't, that's a problem. But if the top one is not muktzeh, it's mutter to take it. You're allowed to blow muktzeh. It's not considered tiltul.